Secretary of Health and Human Services Tommy Thompson announced plans today to define a fetus as a child when determining eligibility for a government health program. The regulation would make it simpler for states to provide prenatal care to pregnant women, but it also may influence the abortion debate. Joining us now is NPR health correspondent Julie Rovner. Julie, what will this regulation say exactly?
Well, according to Secretary Thompson, it will say that states can cover through the state children's health insurance program, which is called CHIP, children, quote, from conception through age 19. Now, that would, in practice, let states use their CHIP funds to cover prenatal care and delivery expenses for pregnant women based on the child's eligibility for coverage rather than the mother's eligibility.
Can't these women already qualify for government health programs? How is this going to change things?
Well, if the pregnant woman's income is low enough, she can already qualify for Medicaid, which is the other joint federal-state health insurance program. But CHIP actually has higher income thresholds, so some pregnant women who earn too much to qualify for Medicaid might, in fact, not earn too much for her child to be eligible for CHIP. In practice, though, this really won't change very much because 2 years ago, the Clinton administration allowed states to use their CHIP funds for pregnant women as long as the states asked for permission. The real change here is if this regulation goes through and becomes final, the states just won't have to ask for permission to do this anymore.
But abortion rights supporters are saying there's more to this than just providing prenatal care.
Very much so. They say it has nothing to do with CHIP or Medicaid or prenatal care and everything to do with defining a fetus as a person with full legal rights. They say that by putting this into the federal code of regulations, abortion opponents could come back later and use it as evidence in some lawsuit that fetuses are people and that the government recognizes that fetuses are people, and so abortion should be made illegal.
President Bush did not mention abortion in his State of the Union speech this week. What about the timing? Why is this announcement coming out now?
The abortion agenda, I think more than almost any other domestic issue, has really been pushed to the side since September 11th. President Bush didn't say anything specific about abortion in his speech, and today is really the day the administration wanted to tell abortion opponents that he hasn't forgotten them. Some of them, of course, are still a little bit angry about the compromise he tried to draw on stem cell research back in August, and there really wasn't a chance to come back to that after September 11th. This is actually one of two announcements the administration made today. Along with this announcement came a separate one that the budget that the president will send to Congress next week will include a one-third increase in funding for abstinence education, which is another important issue to abortion opponents.
So what happens now? What's the timeline? Does this regulation take effect anytime soon?
Well, the regulation hasn't, in fact, even been published yet. All the department has done is announced that it will be publishing it soon. And, of course, there'll be a comment period. And abortion rights groups are very upset about it. And I imagine there will be a lot of comments to go through. So the earliest we could really see a change take place would be, I think, late spring or early summer.
Julie, as far as you know, is this the only effort to define a fetus as a child?
No, in fact, there's a debate already going on in Congress right now. The House last spring passed a bill called the Unborn Victims of Violence Act that would make it a federal crime to injure or kill a fetus during the commission of another federal crime. The Senate has not taken up that bill. There is going to be some push for the Senate to take up that bill this year. It's unclear whether they will. But certainly there are parallel efforts going on, not just in Congress, but in many states, too. This is an issue that's being pursued on many levels.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR health correspondent Julie Rovner.